This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Attention is already turning to a Senate impeachment trial, even though Republicans are expected to acquit President Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial seeking testimony from new witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Hong Kong's Chief Secretary Matthew Cheung said violence between protesters and police in shopping malls last Sunday was disturbing. Cheung said Tuesday at a news conference the government has been facing unprecedented challenges, and he hopes people in Hong Kong could remain united to stabilize society.
Security matters on the mainland and in Macau, it's beyond Hong Kong's control. In fact, it's not Hong Kong's purview. It's Hong Kong's purview. So I would leave it to it's operational matters on the part of the mainland authorities. So I'm not prepared to comment on that. But it's perfectly justified for them to exercise jurisdiction within their own territory. It's entirely legal and justified.
Cheung was making reference to a Hong Kong man arrested Friday on a cross-border bridge between Hong Kong and the semi-autonomous city of Macau. For details on much more news, as always, we'd like to invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. French unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday, the 13th day of a transport strike that has closed most Paris metro lines and shut down all but a few commuter trains. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train and airline service. The strike is a protest of the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and base earnings on the worker's entire career rather than the worker's highest income. A French official said the changes would ensure the pension system is fair for a growing population, but union leaders have flatly rejected the plan. A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007, when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demands for him to step down. Musharraf took over power in a bloodless military coup in 1999 by ousting the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Boeing plans to stop production of its 737 MAX airliner next month. The AP's Tim McGuire spoke with an aviation expert about the company's decision.
Boeing is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Boeing, saddled with an undeliverable inventory of 400 grounded 737 MAX jets, will temporarily halt production next month. DePaul University aviation expert Joe Sweeterman says the uncertainty over when the 737 MAX jets will fly again is hurting the airlines.
You just can't run something as complicated as an airline without the most basic thing of how many aircraft and when are they going to be available.
The planes are built at Boeing's Renton, Washington plant, which employs 12,000 people. The company says it doesn't expect to lay off any workers at this time, but the shutdown will have a ripple effect on the hundreds of companies that supply parts for the planes. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Hallmark Channel is reportedly reversing its decision to pull commercials featuring same-sex couples that it had pulled following a complaint by a conservative group. AP Entertainment Editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports on the initial fallout.
The Hallmark Channel is usually where people go to get the warm fuzzies this time of year because the network runs pretty much non-stop heart-tugging holiday movies and specials. But the decision to drop the same-sex ads put heat on the company. Celebrities like Ellen DeGeneres and William Shatner denounced the move, and for a while the hashtag Boycott Hallmark Channel had been trending on Twitter.
That was the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting. And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.